The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to April 2009.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors, visiting professors, special guests, all y'all sitting around the table here today. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and let me introduce our panel to you. I'll start with the regulars and then move on to the irregulars. All right. At the far end of the table from the College of Engineering and Science, the man who runs the pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the DAPSEP United Steps man, Maggio.
Wow, thank you, Kathy.
You've got a lot of programs and you've got your cool Steps program going on this summer too.
Yes.
I saw the brochure and it is rocking.
We're having trouble filling it this year because of the economy.
Oh, everything that way. But
we will make it.
You will rock them.
Yes.
Excellent. And coming back after a long hiatus of just bureaucratic and insane paperwork, meetings, and just being
too.
In charge of it all, from biochemistry and chemistry is Professor Matt Mayo.
Thanks for the paperwork, by the way, Kathy.
I know, and I just feel bad because I just slapped off about 7 pages to him.
It's all right.
No,
someone's got to do it.
I know.
Someone's
got to
do it.
Lighter if you need.
There you go. Now, let me introduce our visiting panels from our own College of Liberal Arts and Education. Someone who has taught communications. He used to run our Center for the Study of Sports and Society here at the university. And now is here to help us today get through this program. It's Professor Ron Naske.
How are you doing, Kathy? It's really wonderful to be here in Maggio's place.
Why? Is that my seat? No?
You are home, right?
That's right. I'm home.
That's right.
I love his basement here.
I know.
This
isn't it
really
gorgeous
nice.
Altogether? I know. Dan is like, you know, we had to move the program out to Dan's today. So
yes.
There we go.
Well,
okay.
We don't air the date, do
that's
we?
That's right. Not at all. Now, across the table, visiting us from the College of Creative Studies, our longtime super fan, as well as someone who's been on our panel before and brought something wonderful to eat. Thank you, is Professor Dave Chow.
Yum. Pleasure to be here.
Oh, we are.
It's the return
always,
of the Berkeley people, right, man?
Yeah,
it's the return of the Berkeley people.
Berkeley represent.
Man. That's right. Berkeley in the house.
Berkeley full life.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we can't sell our houses to save our lives. That's why.
I still don't understand why 15 people on my street put their houses up for sale last weekend.
It's like, why? How could that be?
I mean, is it $5? $10? What do you want?
Just some power.
I'm
surrounded by empty land myself.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, let's hope for better times for not just Southeast Michigan, but all places from sea to sea. North End, North America especially. There we go. So this is a program where you can send us questions regarding, let's see, home sales, home foreclosures, math, sports, whatever you want to send us. And if you stump the panel, you get one of our fabulous T-shirts. If you don't stump the panel, you still get a T-shirt. And it's getting warm out there. There's no more glaciers here in Detroit. So we're really happy that the sun is coming out and it's warming up. So send us those questions in any number of ways.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Now, we left off last time with some questions that came to us from our own Mary Rose Patrick in the College of Liberal Arts. And these were dealing with the 50 states and little known things about those states. I'm going to give you the attribute and you name me the state which is connected to it. This New England state is so big that it covers as many square miles as 5 other New England states combined.
It's got to be Maine.
It is Maine. It is Maine.
There
Maine, yes.
I didn't know if New York is considered to be in New England.
I don't think it's New England. I think you're really looking at, like, you know, Rhode Island, or I don't know, Connecticut, I would say,
Delaware,
Vermont.
Vermont,
Maine, yeah,
Jersey,
I mean,
Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think that's it. That would be it.
What?
In this state,
well,
in
I started
18...
with my geographical...
No, I've always been confused since I was a kid, the difference between the 13 original colonies and
New
England.
England.
They're not the same thing. I mean, it took me about 35 years to figure that out. But, it's true.
What you did. All right. Okay. Here in 1886, pharmacist John Pemberton made his first vat of Coca-Cola.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Did you go to Coke
Atlanta,
World Georgia. When you were in Atlanta?
No, I'm too busy. And I'm really not interested.
Oh, Coke World is actually kind of interesting.
I mean, it's really fantastic.
It is.
Really.
Yeah.
They show the commercials from when I was a kid, back in the 50s.
What I liked were watching the little kids, like Tasmanian Devils, after they had tasted all the Cokes from around the world, and they had like so
getting
much caffeine
kids
and sugar.
Just buzzed up on Coke.
These kids were breakdancing like in their parents' arms. It was like the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Did you ever taste or get someone to give you a taste of the original formula?
Yeah, my grandfather is a pharmacist, used to hand that out to people for stomach disorders,
because they actually had some cocaine.
Yes, that's what Grandpa told us, right. And we always thought urban legend.
No.
But Grandpa said, no, uh-uh. Hmm. This state has a city named Santa Claus, where 500,000 letters arrive addressed to Santa each year.
Isn't that Texas?
I think it's Indiana.
It's Indiana.
Oh, very good.
They did it on purpose. Like, what was it, the New Mexico City?
Truth or Consequences.
Truth or Consequences.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like, they just did it to get some
free publicity kind of thing, tourism. Mm.
Well, 500,000 letters. Somebody's dishing out a lot of mail to some place or some
location.
The postal
carriers, I don't think, voted for that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, they would not be happy there. At 759 square miles, this is the U.S.'s largest city.
Oh, city.
Ooh, yeah, largest mileage. City. 759 square miles. That's a big...
So that's like Denver?
8 or 9 square miles.
Lit.
Think warm. Think heat.
Miami?
The state would be?
Florida.
It is. Now, they're saying the city is Jacksonville, Florida.
Huh.
Wow.
It claims it's the U.S.'s largest city.
Maybe there's a big chunk of it that's national land or something.
Yeah, got to be something there. But in 1976, this became the only state to turn down the Olympics. That they did not want the Olympic Games held there.
No way.
Wait, what was it? 76? What year?
1976. So the buy and sell 10 million of them all. You know, remember that festival?
That was
the bicentennial, but that was my nickname.
Good joke.
Wasn't in Maryland.
Not Maryland. No, this is actually this is a state where you have a precious child residing.
Oh, Colorado.
Absolutely. Your Julie is in Colorado. Yeah. Yeah, that they turned down the Olympics.
And then Russia turned us down in 1980 when we had it in L.A. Right?
Yes, that was the Afghanistan invasion. Oh, yeah. Their Afghanistan invasion.
Was it Denver that turned down the Olympics?
So they applied for it, got it, and then turned it down?
That they turned it down. That they were offered the Olympic Games and said Well... You know, I mean, think about it. I know that's a big thing in Chicago right now, that Richie Daley is really pushing to have the Olympics, the Summer Olympic Games, come to Chicago.
Yes. But when you think about all those cities that have had them, some god-awful things have happened to them, you know.
Well, they were more than a mile high.
Yeah. I was in Beijing last year just before the Olympic Games started, and I mean, as much as the government tried to do what it could do in the sense of traffic congestion and everything else, I have never in my life seen traffic like that, ever. Not in Paris, not in London, not in Rome, nowhere. It was unbelievable. I mean, so imagine how that would disrupt, like, the daily lives of citizens. Mm. Detroit, you know, made Olympic bid. Anybody want to guess what year?
That was 68
or 72.
Not recently.
No, before the 60s.
No, it was.
Oh, before the 60s. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well,
it was supposed to be Detroit and Windsor.
1948.
56. That's how they built the Rouge Pools, mm-hmm. Patton Pools, those pools.
The Wayne football field was built as a result of that funding.
Yep.
I think it was supposed to be 1960 Olympics, though, right? Because it ended up being hosted by Mexico City. Was that 1960?
That was 68, is 68? That? 68. 60 okay. was Rome. 56, Summer Games were in Australia.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, nice. So no, because we swam at the Patton Pools when we would swim AAU, and we'd always had to quit AAU to swim Catholic Youth League sports. You couldn't be in both. You had to be a mackerel snapper or a prod when you got in the water, okay? So we had
to those titles.
Yeah, we had to go back and forth. But the Patton Pools, we couldn't figure out why they had 3-meter boards because all their pools were in meters, not in yards. And we thought, well, that's interesting for the U.S., unlike Canada, where everything was in meters. And then we learned the story of the Detroit bid, which is kind of a shame. You know, that would have been interesting. This state claims it is the birthplace of the ice cream cone.
This place or state?
The state. Claims it's the birthplace of the ice cream cone.
I want to say it was Missouri.
It is.
Okay. Because it was at the St. Louis
Fair. That's the World Exposition.
Good call. I was thinking New York Fair.
Yeah.
We just took a waffle and mushed it up.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it was the guy who made the waffles or something.
I'm tired of it dripping on everything or something like that.
Exactly. That's so weird. This is the only state that has never experienced an earthquake. quake.
Kansas or Iowa?
It's in that area. It's in the Kansas area. You're hitting Oklahoma. It geographically.
Nebraska.
Not Nebraska. Think Fanning.
Dakota.
That's it. That's yeah, really South weird. Dakota. Fanning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this state has the exact geographic center of North America.
Kansas.
No, not Kansas.
North Dakota.
Rugby, North Dakota. That's it.
Talking about the United States.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Other Dakota.
This state has more shopping malls in one area than any place in the world.
Minnesota.
I wish, because the Mall of America is such a bizarro place. Boy, that is so
weird. Where
does
El Taubman? Let's see.
Think Sopranos.
New Jersey?
It's New Jersey. Wow. It's that Paramus, that area, that mall, near Carcinogenic, New Jersey. Yeah, you know, a suburb of Perth Amboy or Port Elizabeth. Indeed, yeah, there it is. So, yeah, that's the place that has it. This state is the host to the longest-running live radio show in the world.
Live?
Michigan live. With Ash the Professor.
Oh, honey, we wish.
It's got to be live.
What a time to forget my fan, but no. Vapors. Not Virginia.
I'm just thinking
think,
Washington,
let's
D.C.
see, think Coal Miner's Daughter.
West Virginia?
Not West Virginia.
Coal Miner's Daughter?
Uh-huh, because she made her big break on this program with, like, Patsy Cline and many others. Like Minnie Pearl, Tennessee.
The Grand Ole Opry
It's the Grand Ole Opry, absolutely. Right. This state has twice as many college graduates as any other state.
Connecticut.
I thought so, too, but it's not.
It's got to be Massachusetts.
No, this is so interesting.
It's a New England state.
It's not a New England state. Think Pacific Coast.
Washington?
Hawaii?
Seattle.
It's Seattle. It's Washington.
Because of Intel?
Well, it's not a really populated state, first
Microsoft.
Of all. Think about
that,
yeah, okay?
It's only on the West Coast.
Work this out mathematically, Dan.
Yeah, there you go.
Wasn't that Jeff's famous thing about...
Yes.
Let's solve this mathematically.
That's right. This state takes claim that TV was invented there in 1922.
TV.
Television. TV is for everybody. or as my Canadian cousin say, television.
I want to say Ohio.
Where did
Newton live? Is like further west, and this is so bizarre to me. But so many
Salt
things
Lake
are.
City, Utah.
We were a little north of Utah.
Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho.
It says they claim
lies.
In 1922 in
prove it be a man.
In Rigby, Idaho, television was invented.
Rigby, Idaho.
I only read what I get in front of me, guys.
Well, it didn't say it was invented. It just said they claimed.
They claimed. There you go. True. You know?
What else you gonna do there?
I mean, there's a lot of ways to make these claims. Now, we talked about the ice cream cone, but this state claims ownership to the ice cream sundae.
Good Lord. New York.
Think cows.
New York.
Wisconsin.
That's it. Cheeseheads.
It's
the cheeseheads. So there's milk as well as cheese, and they claim that the ice cream sundae was invented there in Madison.
Can we qualify putting something in a different shaped container and putting something on top of it as an invention?
I don't know, you know.
I'm being very cynical, I'm
and
sorry.
And the other thing to note here is that the reason they claim they did it was to get around the blue laws that,
right.
you know, about Sunday sales.
Right.
You know, that you couldn't sell, stores could not be open Sunday,
on
and then
Sundays,
you couldn't purchase
yeah.
liquor or mm-hmm, do things mm-hmm. in that way. And finally, this was the first state to allow women to vote.
That's not New York.
Delaware?
No. You know, the eastern states were really uppity about that.
California?
No.
You know, they're liberal.
Nevada?
No, but it's
Montana.
In there. Very close. Very close.
New Mexico?
Go north, a little northern.
Oh, Idaho again?
No. Think. Okay, Oregon. Sam, I hate to say this. Think Dick Cheney.
I'm sorry.
And that's so hard to make you do. Oh, Dave, please, somebody get him the capsules.
I'll try not to vomit. I'm sorry.
Hunting accident.
Yeah.
Wyoming.
It's Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. Oh, I said Wyoming.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing about it. The prairie states and those states were more willing to let women get the right to vote. New York actually voted down women's right to vote. So did Michigan. So did many eastern states.
Wild.
But the western states, I think it because women worked alongside with men and, you know, had to do those pioneer things. So it's like, don't tell me she's too delicate to vote because she just put the roof on the barn, honey, you know, kind of thing. So there you go. Well, Mary Rose, I hate to say this, but You didn't win, but you still get a shirt. So she'll be real interested in that. And we thank you, and we're really grateful for those. And while we think about gratitude, let's take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
Indeed, that's right. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, in fact, the very chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Hey, pleasure to be here, as always.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
George, are you saved?
What makes you think that's any of your business?
You're good.
Now, see?
Yeah,
I'm telling you how the pros handle
it. It paralyzes all powers of retort.
It does.
Do it.
That's
George.
Right. Bang. That's
how
it.
How to handle bad questions.
What a guy.
That's good.
And that voice you just heard, sitting to George's right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Directress, I guess that's the right word,
whoa,
isn't it?
Or,
well, the person who runs the Learning Center.
Top chick.
Yeah, top chick.
Top chick.
Yeah.
There we go.
Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Kathy.
Tough chick, too.
Yeah, well.
No, but, you know, there is a story that reminded me of that exchange with Kathy. That Dwight L. Moody was a big revivalist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bible college.
Yeah. Late 19th century. And he did walk up to a person on the street and asked him if he was saved one time, and the man said, "It's none of your business." And he said, "Oh, yes, it is." And the man said to him, "You must be Dwight L. Moody."
That's good.
Oh, dear. That's wonderful.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from April 2009, featuring the late Professor Kathy Bush as moderator. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this classic episode of Ask the Professor from April 2009.
And we're back, and we're going to be starting a new round of questions dealing with 1990s trivia.
Yeah,
thank God for this. You know, there is that. These questions deal with a full range of different areas, and they come to us from Pat Trombley. So Pat Trombley's actually from Windsor, Ontario.
My homeland.
Home, a native land. I got a great call from our wonderful engineer today, Michael Jason, asking about a recording of the Canadian National Anthem that he needed for the dental school, I believe. And I recommended you go to the athletic department since we still play UW, and that's the University of Windsor, and they have to play it then. And I hope they still play it at our softball games. I thought that was hysterical. So anyway, these are, as you said, are questions all over the place. I'm just asking you for 80%, but you have to keep track.
Math. Any more you want?
Oh, I was going to say, definitely the semester is over, so here we go. Whose knee did Shane Stant thwack with a
Tanya
telescoping?
Hardy. Tanya, oh yeah.
Tanya. No, not Tanya.
Oh,
Hardy.
No. Nancy Kerrigan. I knew it was one of the two.
And yeah. What did the banner say behind her in the shot that is shot? What I mean is the photograph that was cycled around the news media.
Why me?
No, it said.
That's what she said. That's right. Why me?
I remember that much.
Yeah, we
but
all
the
did.
Banner behind her in that photo, which was all over the place, said University of Detroit Mercy Titans.
Oh!
She was practicing downtown when that event took place.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was Cobo Hall.
It was down.
Oh,
it was,
no.
Yeah, at Cobo. Yeah. Olympic, whatever it is. What is it? The Titans used to play.
At Cobo Hall.
Yeah, but what's the Cobo Arena?
Yeah, Cobo Arena. Yeah. My God.
And that's where they were practicing before heading to the Olympics.
Oh, I am dear. So much what? More happy. Well, it's so nice that now our We Want Great Things for You ads are during Tiger games, and they're on the Tiger. I love that. It's like, yay, way, hey, cool. This Swedish retailer broke new ground with
IKEA.
TV ad showing.
It's got to be.
Showing a gay couple shopping for a table. I think that's
that's
so
certainly
cool.
IKEA.
True.
Or Target. No, that's French.
The French
store.
This woman abandoned her trademark headband during her husband's run for national office in the 90s. So prior to this time, she was always in the headband.
Hillary Clinton.
It's Hillary Rodham Clinton, absolutely.
Yeah.
So
she had a headband.
Yeah, she used to wear this kind of like Alice band, you know, headband.
Oh, that sort of
her.
Thing. I thought it was more like a
sweatband.
It's like this terry cloth thing.
Yeah.
Now, this will be of interest to Professor Mayo.
Uh-oh. Simpsons question.
This woman unsuccessfully sued the Simpsons for royalties, noting, "I breastfed those little devils." Oh, or, man. Oh, I breastfed those little devils.
What am I missing here?
I don't know any real
Tracy Ullman. Breastfeed.
Come on, I'm a
no, Tracy Ullman, yeah.
Tracy Ullman.
Tracy Ullman, yeah.
The oh, because she started, that's where the well, show started.
Well, he showed yeah. those shorts. Yeah. The
did she really show them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
But unsuccessfully.
Oh, she got beans yeah. for it, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they got really popular, and then I'm guessing some lawyer told her, hey, it's worth a shot.
Yeah, go for it. See, yeah. Squeeze them so
oh,
you can get some.
Oh, don't we just sad. Love litigation in this country. Okay. What cartoons rapid flashing sent 618 Japanese children to the hospital with nausea and or seizures?
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I didn't. Well, you know, that's true. I remember a guy in New York mm-hmm. one time seizuring on the subway train, and nobody could figure out why it continued to happen until
the lights.
The light, yeah. the mm-hmm. going through stations, and that flashing mm-hmm. caused him to seizure. So it's like, you got to take a cab or the bus, honey. No more subway for you. Just that isn't going to cut it. This best selling author was forced by his wife's divorce attorneys to abandon his attempt to buy the Minnesota Vikings football team.
Tom Clancy?
Yeah, it's Tom Clancy. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the 90s, how many bestsellers did Clancy have? Like,
a lot.
Every year?
Everyone.
I mean, like, yeah, thank you. This Melrose Place principal, as an actor, divorced a Motley Crue drummer and then married a Bon Jovi guitarist.
Oh, wow.
Heather Locklear?
It's Heather Locklear. Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. Who got a hit with No Particular Place to Go long before he was hit with lawsuits for allegedly filming women in his restaurant's restrooms. Boy, this is a scandal. Pat Robinson, you're digging up the dirt, honey.
Chuck Berry?
It's Chuck Berry, yeah.
Good Lord.
That he was filming women in the restaurant, in his restaurants.
Oh, my.
Like, you know, their loo. I mean, mm-hmm. he was... That is so sleazy.
That is really bad. Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a bleak period in Berry's career.
Poor soul.
Oh, dear.
Okay, this city's mayor in South America tried to ease traffic congestion in this city by hiring mimes that ridiculed jaywalkers. I love it. I am seeing this, and I'm loving it. You know, think about
this
that.
City's
got
mayor,
mimes.
San Paulo?
Not San Paulo. This would be a different, that's Brazil. So we're looking at another.
Can I say Montevideo?
Isn't that a great name?
Because I just always wanted to say that.
Name.
I never thought that would ever be like an answer to a question.
Oh, it's great.
But
yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's not.
Is it La Paz?
Lima?
No.
I'll go through all the cities that
think Caracas. Think Juan Valdez in Colombia.
Bogota.
Bogota. That's it. Mm. Thanks, Ron.
You got to try everything once.
The mimes were subsequently shot the next day.
Well, I wonder. I'm just looking at that line.
By mimes.
They were mimes.
Get it? How horrible, though.
Sorry.
So bad. What German operatic saga is retold Texas style in the stage production called D.A.'s Barbecue?
Best little whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, good Lord.
Is that right?
No, but... No,
that sounds good.
Okay, no, you have to give the German writer of the saga.
The writer or the name?
The writer of the opera.
Wagner.
Yes, it's Wagner. Okay. I was going to say Ed DeWitt's favorite. Okay. If you're ever on the third floor and Edwin's in one of his Wagnerian moods, shut your door. Otherwise, there will be blood streaming from either earlobe. Because Edwin will tell you, you can't listen to Wagner without volume.
Mm.
But if you've ever seen Cinderblock shake, it's like Jell-O. It's sort of like, that's volume. Pump up that volume. Okay. What hip magazine discovered its alleged Gen X sex columnist, Annika Rakovich, was actually 38 years old.
A teen?
Yeah,
Rolling Stone or Blurb?
Cream.
People?
I think 90s hip.
90s.
Yeah. 90s hip?
George.
Spin.
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
George was good, yeah. Not Spin.
Blender.
Let's see. They always say that the devil is in this.
Devil's in the
details.
Details magazine.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't you remember details?
Yeah.
Like, it was so cool, man. Like, wow.
Jeez, I don't ever buy magazines.
It must have got mixed up with my FHM subscription.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Or my Reader's Digest.
Yes.
You know, it's something
for
like
the articles.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
What band of Mexican rebels took marching orders from the masked subcomandante Marcos?
Pancho Villa's.
It was originally, yeah, but this is the 90s version of this lot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Think last letter in the alphabet. Maybe that might help.
Zorro?
Zorro.
Zippy? Zorro, Zippy, Zither. What else? No.
Z. Last letter is Z.
Zorro. The Zapistas.
The Zapistas.
Oh. Yes. I like Zorro better.
But I like. I was gonna say. I think that is so funny.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
Michael Stipe dedicated REM's album Monster to this film star, who made his debut in the 1990s.
Wow.
Now we did think state, think Western state.
This film star?
Yeah, this was in the title.
Why would he have done that? I'm trying to figure
out. Because maybe he saw the film and just thought, oh, wow, man.
Was it the like a John Wayne?
Was it Gods and Monsters that he saw or something
no,
like that?
No, let's see. Think of a state famous for its potatoes.
Idaho.
Oh, okay. River Phoenix.
Yeah, River Phoenix from own private Idaho.
Idaho, sure.
So, gotcha. Yeah.
Because he died.
Yeah, I was going to say, probably there had to be like some tragedy OD'd. Involved there. Yeah,
well,
something
his
in that
brother mind. Died on Letterman. Did you see that?
That was so weird.
Oh, that was so bizarre.
What? That poor soul looked like he had maybe had a little too much NyQuil and
or not enough,
something. Or yeah, maybe. I'm not quite sure. But
drug. I'm surprised the cops weren't waiting outside the door. When you got
that was really, really scary.
Yeah, it was.
These actresses caught flack for making out during the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in the early 90s.
These actresses?
Actresses. No longer a couple of them.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Anne Hesh.
And Anne Hesh. Yeah. Except Anne Hesh isn't... She's
married now.
No,
she's
right.
Straight now.
Oh, okay. So she took the pills. Okay, good. Okay, just checking. Yeah, okay.
Well, what? Same thing with Lindsay Lohan.
Actually,
was it her ex is coming in town playing somewhere?
Yeah, so. She's a lesbian. Okay. Let's just say that.
What actor did Rosie O'Donnell address as Mr. NRA on her talk?
Oh, Tom Selleck.
It's Tom Selleck.
I'm Tom Selleck.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because he was...
I got to remember this.
Wasn't he Hawaii 5-0?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
But he almost walked off. I'm surprised he didn't.
Because he was angry about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Well, sorry about that. What talk show host strolls on stage to the strains of Play That Funky Music, White Boy? Love it. Or did during the 90s.
It's not Arsenio.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Nope, not really.
Conan O'Brien.
No, this is later night kind of telly.
Later night
time
of that?
I think he was
Carson
on...
Carson Daly?
Not Carson Daly, but the first initial C is right.
So it's not Tom Snyder.
Craig Kilborn.
Oh, yeah. Is he from Australia or England?
No. Whatever happened to him? Did he fall
off
the
face of the
earth? Yeah,
I was going to say, I just was going to ask.
I don't usually make it past midnight, so during the week especially.
Hard night. This kid's book hero fights for truth, justice, and all that is pre-shrunk and cottony. It's a great name. It really is. This. It's Captain Underpants.
Good way to end.
Yes, and on that happy note, let me thank our panelists, Professor Nasky.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Maggio.
Thank you.
Professor Chow.
Thank you very much.
Professor Mayo.
Thank you.
Ask the Professor is produced in the Communication Studies Studios here on the McNichols campus of the University of Detroit Mercy. Ask the Professor is also produced, witnessed, technically saved, and always well done by Michael Jason. And our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, Tigers! Rawr!
And we're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor. So please plan to join us.